Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. My guests now are in the studio to talk about a Women in Art film series screening at the Gold Town Theater. We have Sarah Asper-Smith, who is a museum exhibit designer, and also here with Friends of the Slam, and Colette Costa, performer, theater owner. You name it, she's here, and it's nice to have you both.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott Burton, right here in front of us, live and in person.
Looking dapper.
Oh, like, it looks like a wonderful, I swear, you've been raiding the closet of some poor English professor somewhere.
Mr. Rogers,
who's
maybe.
Just trying to you know, get his tenure in, and you're in his closet taking his, you know, soft fleece jackets.
So, Pippi Longstocking, Becoming Astrid, this is the first movie of the series, is that right?
That's right.
And am I saying it right, Colette?
Well, there are many, many variations on the name Astrid Lindgren. Astrid Lindgren. I'm just going to go with Astrid because no one's corrected me except for Sarah, because she keeps saying Astrid. But
what do you think, Sarah?
It's more fun to say.
Right. Astrid.
And she created Pippi Longstocking in a series of children's books. Is that right?
Yeah, right out of her brain. Can you believe a woman can do that? Oh, I figure some guy had to have given her the idea originally. I mean, come on. She did. She created this character and the series of children's books kind of out of desperation, as we learn in this wonderful new biopic that we're showing at the Gold Town, because she had kind of accidentally gave birth to a son out of wedlock and had to – I don't want to give too much of the movie away, but it's in the synopsis. She had the son out of wedlock, and so she had to – in order to support him, she had to give him to a foster mother and go away to work. But she didn't want to be separated from her son, so she – and she had a flair for storytelling and for writing, and so she created this character to – write little stories so she can make a little extra money. And what do you know, bang, 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 now Sweden's got a new hero.
Does it open tonight at the Gold Town or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Friday night or Saturday night. What time?
Yeah. Well, it's a short run. So this is a collaboration that we're putting together between the Gold Town Theater, which is the lease of its players, the Juneau Public Library. They're having their Alaska Library Association conference this weekend. The Sons of Norway, who are doing a Nordic Film Festival at the theater in the next 6 weeks, and the Friends of Slam, who are doing a month-long Women in Arts series. Oh, wow. That's
all
wild.
Right.
Point being, we're all coming together to show this little movie about this wonderful woman artist, and it shows tomorrow, which is Saturday, I believe, at 4:30 and 8:30. Kooky little time there for all you late-nighters. And then also next Wednesday at 6:30. And I'll double-check that.
Cool. And we'll come back to that in
all
a minute.
Right.
Sarah Asper-Smith, Friends of the Slam, tell us a little bit more about that organization and how you got involved.
Okay. Well, Friends of the State Library, Archives, and Museum is basically, that's exactly what we are. We support whatever the Slam wants to do. And we do that with programming and youth activities and bringing artists up to talk to the community and, supporting the arts and culture and history of our state. And last year they had started working for Women's History Month. There was a Twitter campaign called #5WomenArtists. And so we thought we could support that this year by featuring some films featuring female artists.
Got it. And did you find Becoming Astrid or Colette?
Yeah,
I'm
just tweeting right now. I'm a little busy tweeting. I did. It is Wednesday at 6:30.
Hashtag Juno Afternoon.
Is that a thing?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but I just spell it J-U-N-O because I'm lazy. In fact, I spell out hashtag, but I abbreviate Juno. It's a thing. Wednesday 6:30. It's a very new film. It just came out, I think, last month. I was trying to find contemporary films, and it was sort of what do they call that thing, like where a bunch of things come together at the same time?
Serendipity?
Synchronicity.
All right.
Police album.
Got it.
84, 83. Point is, this had, you know, it had Swedish people, it had art people, it had book things.
And ladies.
And ladies. Done.
Thinking about Astrid Lindgren.
Astrid.
And the character of Pippi Longstockings. Tell us about similarities you see in those two.
Yeah, how about that? Feel free. The funny thing is, I have nothing in common with either Astrid Lindgren or Pippi Longstocking, but there are many, many Nordic people here in this wonderful hamlet of ours, as you know. We have fjords. They have fjords. We have ice cream. They also have Norwegian or Swedish ice cream, as it were. I will say this. One thing I did learn from some of the wonderful ladies at the Sons of Norway when we were delving into this picture, that after she became a very obviously well-known artist and writer, Astrid Lindgren also went on to become a very prominent and vocal champion of women's rights, of children's labor rights, and of she was obviously a big champion of literacy within the country, and became very politically activated as a result of her newfound power.
Sarah, do you remember Pippi Longstocking as a kid, reading that? Or
I remember the drawings of her holding a horse over her head.
And she had she was
pretty spunky.
Yeah. She had
the straight out braids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. There was always a Pippi Longstocking at a Halloween party.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about this movie.
I think
you said you have nothing in common, but she didn't like conventionality, right?
No, she was a rebel. Right. And a trickster, a little bit of a – she had some moxie. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that. She was always getting into adventures and being, you know, she would always do things that people told her not to do. And
yeah, nothing in common, right?
No, uh-uh.
Right?
Nothing with you. I think it's just so people know, just because this film is about a woman who wrote children's stories, this is not necessarily a children-appropriate film. This Europeans don't have the same ratings we do. This would be a hard PG-13. There's very open, frank discussion about sexuality and other things. And so, you know, just don't – you can bring the kids, but I'm not responsible for their upbringing.
All right. So this starts tomorrow, Saturday, at the Gold Town Theater at 4:30 is the first one, right?
4:30 and 8:30.
And 8:30. Yeah. And then next Wednesday?
Yeah.
And what time are the Wednesdays?
Wednesday's just 6:30. And we have like I think two more films in the Women in Art series.
Three
more. Oh, that's right. Three mm-hmm. of them. It's mm-hmm. a lot to pack in. Mm-hmm. We have a great one on Vivian Mayer, who was a photographer, very mysterious photographer. A little documentary on her coming up. We have one on Iris Apfel, who is a pop art collector and what do you call that? Conservator, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. She's a designer.
And a designer. Mm-hmm. She's a fantastic figure. And that's a wonderful documentary filmmaker named Robert Malay who did a film on her. And then we finish up with the documentary on
Dolores Churchill called Tracing Roots. It's a film by Ellen Frankenstein. And we're going to have both Dolores and Ellen up here for that
awesome.
Afternoon. So that's March 31st.
We'll probably come back and talk about that later.
Yeah, please do. Please do. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. and then we have like three more movies with the Nordic Film Festival. So, by the way, may I mention, March is Women's History Month. What? Woo! March 8th is International Women's Day. And boy, howdy, the Gold Town is going nuts this month. We are featuring all films by and about women. And that's why these are all a great part of it. I just picked up two awesome new documentaries. Or a new documentary and a new great film called Birds of Passage. It was nominated for a Academy Award, a fantastic film. And this new documentary next week called On Her Shoulders. It's an incredible doc that we're playing for one weekend. And we're just going to have awesome stuff on ladies all month long.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Where's the best place to see all of this digitally?
At my theater. on Netflix, Scott, is the best place you can watch us on your phone, on a plane, by yourself with crappy headphones on.
Call
and
it,
no popcorn.
I meant times.
Why did I come here?
I meant titles and times, Colette. Oh, you know that.
I would recommend strongly going to goldtownnick.com, where most of the information is correct most of the time. And that's the best we're going to promise you.
If we want to get involved with Friends of the Slam or volunteer or something, Sarah, where's the best place to find you?
Yeah. Well, how about you email info@foslam.org? That would be awesome. We're always looking for volunteers and members.
You guys will have a little table set up there.
You can become
a volunteer or a member right there.
And we might even have a discount for admission if you are a member.
As will the Sons of Norway, they thought, you know, we want to do something to encourage more people to become members of their lodge and to let people know that we still have this strong Nordic following here in town. So that was one of the reasons they wanted to do this film festival as well. So they will also be taking on new members. I don't know if you actually have to be Nordic. I don't know if there's a blood test. I don't know how they do it. They have to carry a log 60 feet across a room and eat some lutefisk. I don't know how it works. It's a secret society, but you can probably join.
All right. Well, it's been great talking with both of you. And yeah, let's come back. Maybe we can talk to Loris and Ellen into coming in as well.
That'd be great.
Oh, that would be a red letter day for you.
Oh, it doesn't get any better. Colette Costa, Sarah Asper-Smith, meet them tomorrow, Saturday, 4:30 or 8:30 for the screening of Becoming Astrid, the creator-writer of Pippi Longstocking. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We just love KTO so much. 586-3636. Donate now.
Thanks, Scott. Sometimes I think I want to better myself. Searching for